Hare Krishna. The mind is a maddening chatterbox. Silence it by absorption. We all probably know people who are chatterboxes. They just can't sit silent. Just keep speaking. Something or the other. Just keep speaking, keep speaking. Even if they have nothing worthwhile to speak, they just keep speaking. Chatting, gossiping, and criticizing, and sometimes minimizing. So their speech can range from the harmlessly time wasting to the harmfully negative. And if we are working in an office where the person sitting next to us is a chatterbox and we can't change our sitting arrangement, then what would we do? You know, the only solution for us would be to just neglect that person and become absorbed in our work. Even the most addicted chatterbox, if they find that nobody is listening to them, if they find that they are being neglected, gradually they will become silent. If the more we engage in a discussion with them, even if they have spoken something blatantly wrong, if we try to prove how it is wrong to them, then they will actually become argumentative and they'll get animated. So it's best to neglect them. And the way to neglect them is by getting busy, getting absorbed in constructive work. So the same principle we can apply to our mind. The mind is also a chatterbox. Now constantly it is passing comments about this, about that. This is like this, that is like that, this person is like this, why is this happening? If only this were like that, if only that were like that. And in this way, by talking like this, the mind keeps draining us. The mind keeps exhausting us, sometimes discouraging us, frustrating us. So we need to the mind is not a chatterbox, it's a maddening chatterbox. If we keep hearing it, it will not only speak time-wasting things, it can speak self-destructive things, disastrous things. And if we listen to it, we act on it, then we will hurt ourselves, we may even destroy ourselves. So how do we deal with such a mind? We have to just neglect it. Neglect it how? Because the mind is sitting inside us, it is right inside us. We can't just turn a deaf ear towards it because it is going to speak and we have to some extent hear. But we can neglect it through constructive absorption. If we stay consistently absorbed in a constructive activity, then gradually the mind sees that its suggestions are not being paid attention to and it will become silent. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about this in 6.27 and 28, where it says that prashanta manasam hienam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shantarjasam brahma bhutam akalmasham yunjan evam sadatmanam yogi vigata kalmashah sukhena brahma samsparsham atyantam sukham ashnute. So the Bhagavad Gita says that prashanta manasam hienam, the mind will become peaceful. Yoginam sukham uttamam, the yogi experiences the supreme happiness. How? Upaiti shanta rajasam, the rajaguna, that is what the energy of passion that is agitating the mind and which is making the mind agitated does, it becomes peaceful. Brahma bhutam akalmasham, when we understand our spiritual identity. And how does this happen? Yunjan evam sadatmanam, yunjan, engaging in yoga consistently, sadatmanam, yogi vigata kalmashaha, the yogi becomes freed from impurity. So impurity is what gives distracting energy to the mind. And when there's no impurity, then the energy of the mind remains, but the energy is used for focusing on constructive things. Yogi vigata kalmashaha, then sukhena brahma samsparsham, the yogi experiences supreme happiness. Atyantam sukham ashnute. So by direct devotional activities, bhakti yoga is the best yoga, as the Bhagavad Gita tells in 6.47. So by direct devotional activities and by re-envisioning all our work as a form of service to Krishna, we can engage in yoga by staying focused in a purposeful, constructive activity, thus neglecting the mind, gradually we can silence the mind. Thank you. Hare Krishna.